2CC.
Last year, Australians reported losing a record-breaking $37 million to dating and romance scams. And that's just the ones that were reported to ScamWatch. A UK woman has recently lost $45,000 after she was scammed following 3 10-minute dates. The scammers seem to be targeting single women in particular. So how can you spot a scam and avoid falling for a trap when you thought you were falling in love? Corinna Chapman is the author of Modern Dating Tales, A Woman's Guide to Dating Online Safely, and she joins us now. Corinna, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Very well. This is a bit of a turnaround. It's usually us blokes that are silly enough to get scammed when it comes to romance scams, but single women are being targeted now.
They sure are. It's just happening more and more, unfortunately.
How do these scams work? I mean, I always live by the theory that if it seems too good to be true, it usually is. But I imagine in this scheme of things, it's not that easy to identify that.
Exactly. I mean, I think we're all wise enough to know not to hand over our bank account details or to hand over large amounts of cash. But what the romantic scammers do is they use flattery first to gain trust. And then they'll often do like a phase one of the scam, which is asking you for a small amount of money that's quite insignificant, might only be $20, but they're gauging to see whether you're receptive to helping them and can they appeal to your heartstrings to get more later on. So that's the biggest number one thing that they do first. And then of course if they agree, then it's sort of a green light to move to phase two and asking for more money or for something else. And of course, in the case of this Angela, who has been scammed at $45,000, she did even meet this person in person, however, agreed to the guarantor, the loan.
Yeah,
so that's a bit of a new one.
That's the thing that gets me. I mean, $45,000 after meeting a person following 3 10-minute dates. Yeah, ultimately, you know, you can't legislate against stupidity, but it's such a difficult area to navigate.
Exactly, and you would honestly think that that would be a warning for her. But I guess if someone is very lonely and they're really looking for a connection, I feel that this person is a good connection that they've made and they're physically attracted to it, but often there's an undeserved higher level of trust. So the
guards
are down a bit more.
Yeah, see, I don't know, I'm old-fashioned. I believe the bloke should pay on the first date. So, I mean, handing over amounts of cash to me is anathema. What does this mean about, what does this mean for online dating as a, moving forward, that we're seeing these kind of scams?
I think really all women that are using the online dating apps need to be aware of this problem and just have their senses on high alert to recognise any signs so that you can avoid being one of those that have been scammed.
Yeah, because one of the scams that I'd heard of, and I actually heard it during a late-night talkback radio program, was that a bloke had met this woman online and she said, look, I really want to come and visit you, but I can't afford the petrol. Send me $300. Well, it was the last he ever saw of his $300 and the last he ever saw of her, but if we're actually talking about people that we're meeting in person, that's even more difficult.
That's right, because you think once you've met in person that they must be an honest person, they've agreed to meet you, here they are in person, they seem like a nice guy. So if they ask you for $20 for recharging their phone card, you think, well, it's only $20. And that's where the problem lies. We're too kind-hearted.
Girls, if a bloke needs $20 to charge his phone card, he's not worth going out with. Corinna, great to meet you this
morning.
Thank you so much. Corinna Chapman, author of Modern Dating Tales, A Woman's Guide to Dating Online Safely. Yeah, look, ultimately it comes back to the old saying, if it seems too good to be true, it is. But if somebody's asking you for money that early in a relationship, like, you know, after 3 10-minute dates, the alarm bells have got to ring, I would have thought. If you've been caught out in one of these scams, I would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 6255 1206, or text us on 0488 266 266.